Hi and welcome to my Seniors Corner. Here is Ada of Hugo speaking. In the background you hear music by Sticky and by Leiderkin. So what's up? A very interesting news in my opinion is that the new issue of Eurochart has been released. The 42nd issue. It's for Amiga of course, but it's also possible to read it on PC using WinUIE. You will need a library called XPK Master Store, which you can get at www.amigaworld.com, and you will need to copy it to your Let's directory in WinUIE. But apart from that, there shouldn't be any problem to run it, in my opinion. It's a very interesting issue, in my opinion. It contains a lot of articles about writing and disk makers, and also, in general, the lifestyle of a disk maker, so to speak. How you make a disk maker. And in general, of course, about the Amiga scene. There is a lot of information, a lot of up-to-date information. For example, about this person called Shane the Lone Wolf, the Lone Dog, or something like that, who used to upload Destroyance to CineOrg recently. Even if you don't manage to run it using WinUIE, you can download it nevertheless because the articles are unpacked and uncompressed. You can read it using Notepad or any text editor. So this will be no problem. You can get it at www.irishq.dk. That's the homepage of the group Iris, which releases this magazine. And by the way, there's also an online database of RAW that was a leading disk mag several years ago in our Amiga scene. It was a very funny and sarcastic magazine. It was like a tabloid. Some German people told me it was the Bild-Zeitung of the Amiga scene, made by Lord Helmut and such legendary writers. There are issues 7 to 10 online for reading at the moment, and it's a real pleasure in my opinion. I have never read this mag before. I really like it. Unfortunately, you can't download the HTML file in a zipped archive or something like that. You have to read it online or save it to disk. But anyway, go check it out at eternal.rrm.net/raw/raw in capital letters /index.html. Some news about Huggy, or should I say Huggy. Huggy News is now available as HTML files. It used to be released as text files. It has been converted by Matt Oz, the editor of WildMag, and I really want to thank him for that. It makes reading more comfortable. At www.huggy.de you can get this all, of course. And regarding Huggy 22, there are already 400 kilobytes of articles about a great variety of subjects. Of course, a lot of the scene articles, for example, an interview with the Farbrush guys, and of course a lot of coding articles about sound synthesis, as I mentioned the last broadcast, or about 3D visibility pipelines, and a lot of topics which were requested by our readers in the mailing list. For example, PHP. There will be 4 articles on PHP in the next issue, but there will also be political articles. A satirical corner will be included in the next issue, and there will even be a how to get a girlfriend tutorial by Tomcat of the Green Room. Stay tuned for that. I'm sure you won't need it, but it is an interesting read in any case. And it's not that badly written at all, like you might imagine. It's a very good tutorial, in my opinion. Oh, no, I won't talk about my experiences here. Anyway, I should report that there are new songs by Yiro. Yiro is the person who made the background music in Huggy 21. You can get it at scene.org in his directory, /music/artist/Yiro. It's the 26th and 27th release of him this year. I also have to announce new parties. There's La Wood Partie en France, organisé par le groupe Amigaïste Food Tower Inc. Well, the website is in French. So this won't be interesting for foreign seniors, I guess. Well, I mean for non-French senior. I'm also a foreign senior. I'm from Austria. It's at tme.hth.cx/woodparty. And there's also a party in Slovakia for ZX Spectrum, Commodore 64 and Atari. You can get more information at www.forever.miesto.sk. It's called Forever 2E3 Second Edition. And there are two updates of two very good databases I have to inform you about. One is called Scenery, and the other is called CNET. You may know CNET better. It is this email and homepages update of homepages database by Gandhi, and it's now also a real scene portal at www.cnet.de with a lot of articles and interviews. It's really good. I recommend it to you. A lot of articles from QT and many Amiga disk makers are covered there. And the other thing, Scenery, this is mainly a database about the Amiga scene, a historical database with all the releases by the groups and reviews and the members and who joined and who left and such things. 2 megabytes of sex. It's the first real history book of the scene. It's really great. You must have it. exotica.fix.no/info/scenery. That's the URL. There's also a very interesting topic which is not scene-related, not directly scene-related, but it's closely connected to it. It's called Generative Art, www.generativenet. This appeared and comes with IBM PC Demos a few days ago, and it's about creating programs that really create art on your PC. I really recommend looking at this. There's also a discussion mailing list, and a few seniors like Inopia or Knoss or Ritz are, let's say, teaching the people there about the demo scene. In fact, they already know about it and I admire it, so the scene is more known than some of you might expect. And for the people among you who may be beginners or maybe not even demo seniors at all, there's also a good introduction to demos, a technical introduction mainly aimed at game developers, written by Vincent Scheib, that's a PhD student in America who wants to get the demo scene shown and presented at SIGGRAPH. It's at www.gamasutra.com. I find it very good. Another thing I might mention is that Cowboy has left Maxempire due to some conflict concerning Wire 2 demos, and he joined Array. His new website is at hgm.spray.se/dlindstrom, as if you remember this, but check out www.google.com or another search engine and search for Cowboy written with a K and you will probably find it. Cowboy is written with a K because this was a funny fact about Maxempire. All members had to use handles that had a length of six characters, and they had to start with a K. This was very funny. This was this uniform atmosphere at Maxempire. It comes with IBM Pizza Demos. B-Hat has also pointed to demos by an Australian group called I2PE. You can get these demos at i2pe.com. The crap is one of the demos. It's a kind of parody to the product by Fabrausch. Fabrausch, by the way, there will also be an interview with the Fabrausch people in the next Hygge issue. There's also the rumor that the PC Demo Club fan club by Jeremy Williams might have been hacked because it says the next version is coming in the year 2008. It's a bit late, isn't it? But maybe this was intended, I don't know. If you want to see it with your own eyes, www.chairware.org/fanclub. There's also a new Flash version of the Sunflower homepage, and Unreal announces that there will be sunflower banners and sunflower wallpapers, sunflower screensavers, and all sorts of merchandise for your fans in the near future. Well, if you're interested in that, sunflower.opengl.org.pl. I personally would, of course, be more interested in seeing new demos by Sunflower. But you can't get it all, can you? Anyway, you will get UT22, or Hage22, as DevBase pronounces it, very soon. The deadline for article submission is March 15. So if you want your articles to get used, send them to me now until this date at hute@netway.at. hute@netway.at. I also want to mention the Underground Mind Flash Intro Combo organized by the Italian demo group Spinning Kids. www.spinningkids.org/umine. And by the way, of course, there's also this web 4K competition with web art in 4 kilobytes, and you can now vote for the best piece. There are only 2 days until the end of the voting phase. So hurry up! Is it web4096.message.sk? So basically, this was the news of this week. I hope you enjoyed it and it had some valuable information for you. And of course, I would be pleased in your feedback at Hugi or Huggy at netway.at. I have to get accustomed to the new pronunciation or the correct English, but I'm learning, of course. So, bye!